Hello everyone, thank you for being with us here in your live series of shows with Rav Dr. Michael Leitman. Hello Rav Leitman.
Hello Tal Mandelbaum.
We want today to learn leadership, understand what is social leadership, how we can take our life as individuals and a society to a better place. For that we need a leader to know where is our direction, what do we need to the steps we need to take to reach it. Tal, won't you give us an introduction? Previous shows, we talked about integral leadership, a real revolution of how we perceive the system. Seems to us far. We had a few doubts. But I wanted to say that from what I researched, I see there is a direction, an understanding, that there are, we need new tools to succeed in leading society. Today we look for this ability to understand others, to feel others, to advance to a new level of leadership. Today we're talking about emotional intelligence of a leader, that he can feel others. It's present, and there's a direction towards it. There's a search for it, but searching in the same egoistic ways of thinking, not overcoming human nature, but in the same level of nature. Nothing will come out of it. Nothing will... It won't bring any results. Doesn't bring us any closer to loving others. That is why the years that... that pass, it's not for our good. We just bring ourselves more and more troubles. We can try tens of years, and each time we will receive more and more blows and difficulties if we think egoistically. We don't know there needs to be some other way of thinking. We will see how we can cooperate. We will look for integral education. We will search how to be connected correctly all over the world, like UN, UNESCO, everywhere, but nothing will come out of it because we are unable ourselves to develop the method of correction. The system that explains, disseminates, educates to bring a person above his nature, because we are all in this nature, the nature of the ego, egoistic nature. That is why we are unable. That is why only a leader, a special person, who's already one foot in this integral world, this altruism nature, which understands these systems, is able to teach us from his height how we follow him and he leads us. To humanity, there is zero chance to develop by itself something that will bring them out of this crisis, bring them out of this state. They will have to go through many crises and disappointments from one point to another, but they won't find anything, because in my nature, I am unable to find something else. Nevertheless, I will find the same process, the same connections in my egoistic nature. And here we need something else. Here I need to find some tool, some means which rises me up like some kind of elevator, like a magical mechanism that rises my nature to my next nature, the opposite nature, From where to what? From a place where I love myself and love the others to a place where I hate my ego and love the others, the public. How can I have this inner revolution? There's a lot of schools in Israel and the world of leadership that try to create leaders for our times. What's missing there? But they see it doesn't help in anything. Me, myself, I went through this seminar and I felt they teach me the same methods. You paid money. That is why they are working. But in general, you sit here and maybe you can understand me because of that. I can understand that the current system is not suitable. Many people felt that in this political system it's very hard to change something. Listen, I was a part of many organizations internationally. I went to congresses. I was in the system of a World Wisdom Council and all sorts of things. I saw how it's a waste of time and money and effort. It's just nothing is left from it. If scientists, like my older daughter, she travels to congresses because she's in the science of biology, that is something else. But for social problems and solving them, there's nothing to look for, nothing to search. Once I thought, maybe if I speak to them, they can hear me. Nothing. Each and every one just thinks about how he can grab hold of a stronger position, more respectful, honorable. No one wants to bring change. They want to bring change only in their own style. They don't want to learn nature, overcoming themselves. We see people who come to politics and want to change something, they get lost in this corrupt system and instantaneously need to cooperate with the rules of the game. And only few try to... No, there is none that has his own idea and he wants egoistically to bring them into politics and social life and so on. So let's say a person went through these changes. It's very simple. Love the others is first and foremost. Won't he be affected by the current system? No. Let's say I have kids. Now I have an incident that if I deal with it, I will cause them harm. Will I do it? Of course not, right? Meaning the love of others will be first and foremost before every action I make. So what kind of level do we need to reach? Constantly advancing in that. It's only development. Meaning if we want to draw our leader, picture our leader that bring real change, what kind of attributes does he have? He sees this integral system of nature, how everything reacts. That is why he can't go against it. It's like putting his hand in fire. He's unable. Naturally. Like us, like for us, it's natural not to do anything against our ego. There has to be some justification for my action. Either I run away from suffering or drawn to pleasure, either pleasure or pain. Same thing with him. But his pleasure and pain is not personal, but social. And he sees how it all reacts. The wise sees the future, how he sees all the network, how everything is connected, how in his action he affects everyone. This becomes one mechanism. In short, all of his country, nation, humanity, everyone is like one family. If he doesn't have this vision, and this comes only through inner change, if he doesn't have that, he can't lead the next generation. I want to understand this. It's a new nature, completely. Through basic training, that is called integral education, or wisdom of connection, or together, we reach a state that a person invites, welcomes this power of giving, of chesed, love, to extend. That he is in the system itself. It becomes his own inner system in his heart and mind. If we're talking about the mind, I read something about leaders who do need to be, their goal needs to be certain people, the people or the goal itself. And it was written that the leaders needs to be analytic and social, and it's different parts of the brain. And we have leaders either very warm and have emotional intelligence, or they're very stubborn. But to combine both, it's very difficult because it's two different areas of the brain. So in your system and or method, how can we create this leader who sees things clearly and balanced? This is called the middle line. If I live, the system it is within me and not outside of me analytically, meaning also emotionally and intellectually. The system is in me and I work in the system. Then I have no problem to calculate emotionally and intellectually together. For me it becomes one. Now I have a problem. Because I and someone outside of me, this action and who I relate to, these things are now in hatred. They are a part of me, not a part of me. Once I cancel this ego, also mind and heart becomes as one, and my tools of feeling and intellectual becomes one tool, not two. Then our mind works completely differently. This is called integral. Everything is connected. Meaning if we have this like a seminar for mature people or even teenagers, how can we train this middle line, this ability to feel others? How can we exercise in a seminar like that? We will not exercise like you think, because all sorts of exercises, I'm sorry to say, for a psychologist, it's has no chance of succeeding. We need to create exercises that invite a new and special force which is in this integral system of nature. This force itself changes us. Then all our work, studying and taking action in this integral education method, it's only aimed in how do we invite, welcome this force which is around us, but through our social effort to connect and unite, overcoming our ego, making all sorts of actions that the leader recommends through people who execute it, they start to feel themselves change. And where this change comes from, they don't know exactly. But changes, they see. It's apparent to them, and that's the most important thing. They can follow step by step the leader, which brings them certain exercises. They draw more and more of this force, which is called surrounding light, which changes them. Is leadership an active role? Or something which is more of a flow? Leadership is only through education. There's no suppression. Only if a person is convinced through this force, through taking part in society, to the extent that he changes, he also changes his environment. He starts to act differently, and no one tells him what to do. Just change him through education. There's no restrictions, there's no forcing anything. If you're in an education system, the system needs to take all responsibility on you. The system needs to be responsible for you and take care of you like a baby. And we take care of him. We want him to see the world correctly, in a safe manner. In short, the system is responsible on everyone, because here we are born to a new world, new relations between people. And we need to treat everyone as if they're babies. How does an integral leader come to decision-making? By himself or with others? He doesn't have anyone to advise with. Rather, each time he sees and integrates with society, he has helpers and advisors, but he decides. There's no collective decision in a parliament or some council. It's a person who understands and feels this upper system. Where nature leads us, this is how the leader explains it to his students, his helpers, all the people of the system, and he works with them until they're ready to disseminate and to imply his recommendations to everyone. So if you're looking about the leaders in the future, governments in Israel and all the world, you're seeing more of an individual, like one person who leads everything. It's always one person. Always. Because here, we don't need to sit around in some council or decision-making group. If I can make mistakes with my ego, and I need more people to balance me, If we're talking about now, touching this upper nature, upper force, we don't need anyone else. We have an example in Moses, how he led the people. On the one hand, we're talking about a model with one leader. On the other hand, we're talking from love, like a father. But we talked about the fact that each and every one is a leader. In each and every person's place, in each cell towards the system, he's a leader. If the system is integral, we're talking about an education, how a person attains this new nature. But basically, when he arrives in it, attains it, he becomes in bestow towards all of the system. If it's integral, each and every one is in bestow towards the others. We need to reach a point where everyone is equal. It sounds like a paradox. One person has all the power, on the other hand, everyone is equal. It will work throughout the years, but it will bring to a situation where everyone is in the same degree. Like Moses. I want to ask about the youth today. Youth today is in a very problematic state. Stages of alcohol and inner emptiness. We thought about a seminar like this for future leaders. It could be helpful for the youth today. How would this seminar look? How will it help them? First of all, we need to think about how we draw them into the seminar. With what? We need to sell something. Because without it, you can't draw them anywhere. Maybe through trips or gifts. With what? This is one thing. Another thing is we need to think how we draw them to this education, which will look to them like an adventure, that it's worthwhile for them to take place in that, to take part in it. Meaning we need to bring it with everything that they live in. Theater, movies, text messaging, whatever. It needs to draw them in. So this is our work, how we build a system which will look to them worthwhile. And afterwards, in the system, we need to see how they go through all these situations. How they can change. Maybe take them to a desert island or bring them a new and special challenge. We need to give them something to work with. There needs to be some kind of pressure, maybe an adventure or we need to see what should we do here. But of course, if we would draw the younger generation to it, we would have many changes in our society. What needs to be in this seminar that whoever graduates becomes a true leader? It's the same as adults. Well, okay, let's say just a regular seminar. They need to go through exercises that through them they draw this inner power of connection, which is called surrounding light. Which controls the system we are heading towards? For tens of years we are in this system. We need to bring upon ourselves this force, but in a positive way, not in a negative way. If we reject and don't want to be as this force is connected, it affects us negatively through suffering and crisis. This is what we experience now everywhere in the world. So what are the special exercises in this seminar? Well, there's tens and thousands of things we can invent, but the most important thing is everything towards making us more similar to this integral force. And then we would start to feel this interchange from it. It will start to affect us positively. How we act integral society. This is how we learn. What kind of system do we have? How do we draw this force? What should we avoid? It's a whole theory. It's a theory about correcting a person. How do you know that a graduate could be a great generation leader? Only through changes that he becomes a person who takes care of all the world, who cares about the world, to the extent that he erased the distance between him and the public. That will be a great leader? Yes, because he changed his nature. And then he is able to manage a neighborhood, a government, the world. What's the difference? What's the connection between the change that this person went through to the ability to lead other people? It's a direct connection. To the extent that I rose higher, I can manage more. It's interchange, how I react to others. It's internally, in my nature. I started feeling others as myself. It's me who changed. And then, in a circle that I feel them as my own, in the circle, it's a leader. In this ladder of higher and higher leaders, if I understand, whoever learned and developed the ability to feel others as himself, as he has more and more ability like that, he can be a greater leader. Yes, in accordance to the circle that he feels as his own. Doesn't have anything to do with charisma? No, nothing like that. Not mind and not feeling, to no attributes that he was born with. But the leaders I see in the media say they love everyone. Right? You see it. So what's the difference here? All the leaders claim they love all the world. What will be the real difference? The difference that he will truly love everyone, and they sell it to you. Seemingly, they love you. Afterwards, you feel it in your pocket, in wars. The public will feel this change? Not exactly. Because the public itself needs to tend towards it through misery and suffering, depression. Through that, the public will start to feel, start to scrutinize who's the true leader. Well, our time is up. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, New Life.